For the last 10 years, Humboldt County has reported an adult illiteracy rate of approximately 15%, equating to around 14,000 residents who struggle with reading or writing.
It means that probably struggle to, for instance, fill out a simple form, apartment rental application, or something even simpler than that.
That was Emma Burkhan with the Humboldt Literacy Project, which offers free tutoring to adults across the region. The organization helps to build reading and writing skills people need to succeed on the job, at home, or in the community. The Humboldt Literacy Project believes that the ability to read is a right and not a privilege.
Maybe you were pushed through school and you even got a diploma, but you just don't have the skills to get the kind of job that you need to live the kind of life that you want to have. Maybe you had an illness or an injury. Maybe you were completely literate and you had a stroke and you're regaining your skills. There's a lot of ways to be an illiterate adult in the United States of America in 2025.
Expanding literacy empowers individuals with greater opportunities in education, employment, and civic participation, opening the door to a more informed and fulfilling life. Their primary program is one-on-one literacy tutoring, but they also offer English as a second language and family literacy programs throughout the county.
Various library branches where we're doing things like printmaking, songwriting, puppet making. So we want the whole family working together. And we also offer our services in jail. We tutor incarcerated people as well, so that maybe they'll have a few better prospects when they re-enter society after they've served their time.
There is both a social and financial cost to illiteracy. According to proliteracy.org, bringing all adults in the U.S. to a sixth grade reading level could generate an additional $2.2 trillion in annual income nationwide. Locally, the Humboldt Literacy Project highlights that 75% of people incarcerated in state prisons did not complete high school or are considered low literate. Studies also show that incarcerated individuals who participate in correctional education programs are 43% less likely to recidivate compared to those who do not.
You can just Google illiteracy and crime rates, illiteracy and unplanned pregnancy, illiteracy and dependence on tax-paid social services. I think it's all just a result of fewer options. An inability to read and write well just has a cascading effect on your life of the kind of job that you can get, the kind of income you can get, the kind of hobbies you can have, the kind of place you can live. You know, it's very hard, but we are trying to help people raise their skill levels so that Humboldt's businesses can have, you know, a ready workforce, can have a great pool of potential people to hire from. Some of our learners have gone on to start their own businesses. Some of our learners have gone on to become teachers, firefighters. So it's pretty exciting, if I do say so myself.
There's a fun opportunity to support the Humboldt Literacy Project on May 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Eureka Women's Club. The event is the 20th anniversary of the Great Humboldt Trivia Challenge. Burkhan says it's the most fun you can have while taking on a serious issue, illiteracy. This beloved event has become a proud Humboldt County tradition.
Yes, Thursday, May 8th is our 20th anniversary trivia challenge. It is a terrific event. We've got a lot of sass and attitude between the judges and the players. We've got dinner, we've got a no-host bar, we've got desserts, and we invite teams to register ahead of time. All the details are at humbleliteracy.org, everything you know to come to the Trivia Challenge. If you want to play on a team, register beforehand, and we'll be ready for you. However, audience members, if you think you know the answer to a question, you can bid. And the greatest part is that you don't have to be a real know-it-all to enjoy the Trivia Challenge. We do try and give you high-quality questions and thoughtful judging on whether the answers are right or wrong. We're really trying to do it right. But you want to have a good time, you want to support a good cause, you want to eat a delicious enchilada dinner, we've got a humor judge. So if you don't know how tall the Statue of Liberty is, and by the way, we're not going to ask you how many feet and how many inches and what year or anything, but if you don't know, we've got a humor judge, we've got a local stand-up comic, Josh Barnes, who will be giving out prizes for the funniest wrong answers. And then we've got some excellent prize baskets for the people who know the right answers as well.
Teams and spectators are all welcome. To learn more about the event and the organization's ongoing programs, you can visit humbleliteracy.org.